You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Giovanna, and today is April 2nd. Today we are reading out of the book of Isaiah. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on His word and His presence. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, you descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob. Little Israel, do not fear, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 through 14. True security can only be found in the grace and mercy of God. This was the case for the Israelites. Though time and time again they had rebelled against their God, testing His patience with their consistent return to idolatry, He just as consistently reminded them that they were and are His chosen people. The people of Israel did not earn this right. They did not pursue it on their own. Rather, God's choice of Israel was based on His good pleasure and will. For that reason, His choice of His people to be His favored nation is also His great glory alone. Because God's choice of His people is based on Himself and for Himself, security comes not in making a claim to personal righteousness, but rather in knowing and trusting that God keeps His promises to His people. Like the Israelites then, we too can be free from fear. We can trust in His strength. We can know that ultimately God will be victorious and that we will share in that victory. This is not because we can merit any such claim, but only because we have been chosen to be the recipients of God's grace in the sacrifice and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for choosing me. Help me to live fearlessly, trusting completely in your strength. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.